This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandho with the news, the headlines first. International Labour Day being observed today by organising various programmes. The Embassy of Nepal in Islamabad urges to follow legal foreign employment measures. Many Nepali victimised and stranded in Kyrgyzstan on fake foreign employment scheme. Ministry of Health to give vaccinations to children who missed their immunisation on coming May 13th. And New York police arrest dozens of protesters from Columbia University. Now the news in detail. The International Labour Day or May Day is being celebrated today with the theme History, Achievements and the Road Ahead. Workers all over the world take this day as an opportunity to keep everyone aware of the protection and promotion of labour rights. The Constitution of Nepal has guaranteed the right to employment of the citizen and the right to fair remuneration and contribution-based social security for every worker. In a message of the best wishes on the occasion of the International Labour Day 2024, President Ramchandra Pawal said internal production and productivity should be increased by ensuring an enabling environment for decent labour within the country. Likewise, Vice President Ramshaya Prasad Yadav has urged one and all for the respect of labour and labourers, safeguarding their rights and developing an equitable and inclusive society. Similarly, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda shared that a contribution-based social security programme was implemented to secure the welfare of the workers working abroad and those engaged in government and semi-government sector as well as social sector. Likewise, Chairman of Communist Party of Nepal, CPNUML, K.P. Sharma Oli, stressed on the need of ensuring labour rights including job creation, respect for labour, fair wages and social security to the labourers. Similarly, former President Bidya Devi Bhandari said the International Labour Day is celebrated as an opportunity to make everyone aware for the protection and promotion of labour rights. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government and all bodies concerned to implement the provision of minimum remuneration fixed by the government for workers. Issuing a press note on the occasion of the 135th International Labour Day today, the National Human Rights Commission wants the incorporation of workers from all sectors in the Social Security Fund and an end to all form of labour exploitation. The issues of delayed payment, labour exploitation and violation of other rights of workers in the private sector have been reported to the National Human Rights Commission. Moreover, its attention has been drawn to the reported cases of violence and sexual harassment against children forced to work in brick kilns, hotels, restaurants and private homes due to poverty. The National Human Rights Commission has stressed the need to uphold fundamental labour rights such as respect for labour, non-discrimination for equal work, providing appointment letters, preventing child labour, ensuring minimum wages and offering leave and rest facilities. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed happiness over the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the RARA Holding and Expert Group Australia. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed for the construction of a resort near the RARA Lake in Mugu on the sidelines of the Third Investment Summit. The Prime Minister said the state would extend support in infrastructure development for attracting tourists to RARA. On the occasion, Abhishek Bikram Shah of RARA Holdings Private Limited and Sanjeev Sharma of Expert Group Australia expressed their commitment to complete the work within the stipulated time as per the agreement reached at the investment conference. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Health and Population Upendra Yadav said Nepal will lend full-fledged support to make the United Nations a strong and effective global body. According to permanent mission of Nepal to the UN in New York, Deputy Prime Minister Yadav made the commitment in meeting with the President of the 78th United Nations General Assembly, Dennis Francis, today. Furthermore, talking about climate change, the Deputy Prime Minister expressed view on the importance of sustainable tourism development, international cooperation and multilateralism. Likewise, the President, Francis, pledged the UN support to Nepal in achieving the sustainable development goals and mitigating the impacts of climate change. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naran Kaji Shrestha emphasized the importance of connecting Nepali speakers around the world with Nepal through language, culture and various means. During a meeting with the Association of Nepali Origin delegation, Minister Shrestha stressed the concept of once Nepali, forever Nepali, aiming to establish a strong bond between the Nepali diaspora and their homeland. General Secretary of Association of Nepali Origin, Chudamani Bhattarai, highlighted the non-political nature of their efforts and proposed collaboration with other organizations to preserve the Nepali language, culture and traditions. The Embassy of Nepal in Islamabad has urged all the concerned to only use legal means to go for foreign employment. Likewise, the embassy noted that many Nepali have been victimized and stranded in Kyrgyzstan for some time on temptation of attractive jobs. In a statement issued yesterday, the embassy said that as per the information received, some Nepali and foreigners are being involved in the fraudulent acts in the face of lucrative jobs. The Ministry of Health and Population will administer vaccination to children who missed their regular immunization on coming May 13th. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki announced a massive surge in vaccination campaign for children under 5 who missed their vaccination. The government offers these vaccines free of charge to protect children from illness, disability and mortality. With the recent measles and rubella outbreak, the ministry prioritizes vaccination missed children. Parents are urged to visit nearby health offices for vaccination and assist children in accessing vaccination centers. The ministry emphasizes that full vaccination is crucial for public safety. The government will be extending the Child Nutrition Grant Program to all 77 districts of the country. At present, the government has been distributing ₹532 as child grant to the children below 5 years old in 25 selected districts. Likewise, the amount of ₹532 is given to children below 5 years old from Dalit households of all 77 districts. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Bhagavati Chaudhary outlined the ongoing effort to broaden the scope of the Nutrition Grant Program. Minister Chaudhary highlighted that the grant of ₹532 is insufficient for nutritious food. The symposium highlighted inclusion of children's issue within the scope of social security, provision of a separate budget code for children and nutrition-friendly local governance to enhance investment in children. A 33-kilometer stretch of the Narayanganj-Butwal section along the East-West Highway has been blacktopped. Initially slated for completion within a deadline of 42 months, the project reports a 50% accomplishment in over 5 years and 3 months. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged people to wear masks given the increase in air pollution in Kathmandu. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Budathoki has called on people not to travel unnecessarily and to stay away from highly polluted areas. According to the World Air Quality Index ranking, Kathmandu's air is at the top of the world's unhealthy air list. The Nepal Oil Corporation has reduced the price of diesel and kerosene. The price of diesel and kerosene has been decreased by 2 rupees per litre with effect from today. However, Nepal Oil Corporation spokesperson Manoj Thakur said the price of petrol and LPG or cooking gas remains the same. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. New York City police have arrested dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters from the Columbia University campus. The BBC reports that handcuffed protesters shouted "Shame on you" at the police as they were led out and driven away in buses. Columbia University authorized the police to go in after demonstrators defied a deadline to disperse. Around 60 schools in Delhi National Capital Region received bomb threats via mail today. Deputy Commissioner of Police Southwest Rohit Meena explained that after receiving the threatening email of bomb blast, authorities promptly decided to close the affected school and send students back home. Environment ministers from the Group of Seven nations committed themselves to phasing out of the use of coal by 2035. This announcement came as a part of a wider effort to reduce and eventually eliminate the use of fossil fuels. According to Reuters, ministers agreed to eliminate the use of coal and later phase out all fossil fuels. These measures are part of the nation's commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emission that contributes to climate change. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. At present, there is partial influence of western as well as local winds in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Labour Day being observed today by organising various programmes. The Embassy of Nepal in Islamabad urges to follow legal foreign employment measures. Many Nepali victimised and stranded in Kyrgyzstan on fake foreign employment scheme. Ministry of Health to give vaccination to children who miss their regular immunisation on coming May 13th. And New York police arrest dozen of protesters from Columbia University. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.